Take a moment and think about the best gift you've ever received. Now, how does that compare to eternal life? We read in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but have eternal life." Eternal life, I mean, think about that. What does that mean? No more stress and aggravations, no more pains and sorrow, no more what-ifs or if-onlys. Just simply life in heaven with God, wanting nothing. I mean, how awesome is that? And it's ours for the asking. In fact, we can't do anything to earn this marvelous gift. All we have to do is believe in Jesus. For by grace are we saved, through faith, as Paul tells us in Ephesians 2, verse 8. And when we truly grasp the reality of this gift, I mean, it's overwhelming. Saying thank you seems so small and weak, but what else can we say but in utmost humility, thank you, Lord. God so loves us that he gives himself to us, and receiving such an extraordinary gift invites a response. Our best response is to love in return, and we do that with joyful praise. We do that by receiving God's gifts gratefully, managing them to the best of our ability, and then sharing them with those most vulnerable amongst us. God gives us everything, including eternal life, and so we can't help but give back of our time in prayer, using our talents to serve others, and giving our treasure in support of the mission of the church. Thank you, Lord.